Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful Shabbos and weekend, and looking forward to the week ahead. Monday morning, we're up to Tehillim Mizmor Tzadi Aleph, which, according to the Medrash, like Tefillah Moshe Shalokim, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the way through the next 11 Mizmorim. There's some saying, some who say in the Medrash, this is Keneged Shevet Levi, the first one, Tefillah Moshe Shalokim, is Keneged Shevet Reuven, all these different associations. The Radak has that idea. The Mitzudas David explains that this is talking about somebody, Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, Mitzel Shaddai Yisonan, somebody who really attaches themselves to Torah. But Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra, this Mizmor is really a classical expression of Bitachon, of trust in Hashem. Be'esh Tzara, it has a very important role in life cycle events that have to do with loss and grief and bereavement. And it expresses the idea that, very similar to Mizmor Chav Gimel, Megam Keilach Begeit Zalmavaz, Lo Yorachi Atayim Adi, the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to spare us even in the most dire of circumstances by serving as our shield. And therefore, Yipol Mitzilcha Elef, Ravam Mirinecha, Elecha Le'igash, right, that 1,000 could drop on your left and 10,000 on your right and be the sole survivor. Rak v'inecha sabid v'shilamas rishayim tira. And you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing justice to all of the rishayim. The Malbim has a beautiful insight before. It says, sometimes a person has a danger that they're aware of, so they're holding out a shield in front of them. But Hashem's protection is 360 degrees, even from things that we would never expect. That goes back all the way to Pasuk Dalet, Bevraso Yasech Lach. V'sachas kanaf of techset, tzina, that's the shield that you hold out in front of you. V'socheira, that's in the language of schar, schar, to surround, amito. Hashem surrounds us in protection, and therefore there's no need to fear, even at night when you're not aware as much. You didn't have infrared goggles yet. Lo sira mi pachad laila mi chetze of yomam, whether it's by night when you're completely vulnerable, or even by an arrow that would just fly suddenly out of nowhere in the daytime, things that you wouldn't be able to protect yourself from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to protect us from. And then the Mizmor moves to, I think, some of the most classical expressions of Bitachon. And I think the Mizmor effectively makes two points in the end. One of them is that when we individually are having a very hard time, or familiarly, or at the communal level, as we have been, and the national level, and the cosmic level, as we have been, and God willing, we're heading in the right direction, and continue to head in the right direction. Vaccines now, thank God, as of today, are available to everybody who's age 16 and above, which is such a wonderful thing. We know that we're heading in the right direction. We still have to be vigilant. A lot of things which we still don't know exactly yet. But there's a notion of Imo Anochi Vitzara, which comes in this Mizmor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers along with his people. Yikra'eni v'enehu, we call out to Hashem. And again, there's a different level of mitzvah of calling out to Hashem be'ez tzara. For the Rambam, it's a separate mitzvah. For the Ramban, it raises the specter of Tzvila being a din d'oraisa. Yikra'eni v'enehu, Imo Anochi Vitzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is uniquely present when we are in distress. Imo Anochi Vitzara. Right, that Shechina Lamala Mirosh Yosef Shel Chola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is uniquely close to the Yasam Lamana. V'shamati ki chananoni, the Torah says, v'charapi v'rakti eschem v'charav, people take advantage of the Yasam Lamana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there with them. V'havtem es ha-ger, right, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ohev ger. Whoever is lowly, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leib nishbar v'nidke alokim lo sivse. So the notion of Imo Anochi Vitzara, that's number one. And then number two, right, there's an idea here of not just the salvation of Hashem, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can elevate us. Sometimes we're thinking to ourselves, if we can just somehow survive something. But that's what the Pasuk says, Yikra'enu v'enehu Imo Anochi Vitzara, Achal etzehu, I will save him, extract him of achabedehu, but then I'll also give him honor and kavod. So it's not just a matter of, you'll survive the crisis, but you'll be able to be elevated. Also, Pasuk Yedalad, even a little bit before, that kivi chashak vafaltehu, when somebody takes refuge in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, not only will I save them, but asagvehu, right, the misgav, right, to be a tower, right, ki adashimi, because he has known my name. That sort of reinforces the Mitzudas David's idea that we're talking about somebody who's immersing themselves in Torah. That's what it means to be Yodei Shemo, Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we say in the Berachas HaTorah, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha. So the idea is not just to be saved, but to be elevated, and certainly that is something that we can hope for, that we shouldn't just make it through the crisis, but that we should be elevated by it, we should be ennobled by it, we should be redeemed from it, but also not just survive, but to be able to thrive and to be in a place that we could have never imagined in terms of strength. And certainly at the national level, we just thought about last week, last number of weeks, the transition from Yom HaShoah to Yom HaTzma'ut, right? It wasn't just, you can imagine the depths of the Shoah, and I'm not saying anything could ever possibly justify what people went through. The loss of one Jew is an irreplaceable thing. And yet, right, it wasn't just that the Jewish people weren't annihilated, which seemed to be a very real possibility, but they reached heights that we never could have imagined. It's a remarkable transition. Achal Tseihu, Kadosh Baruch Hu extracted us as a people, even with a great loss of life, Achabdehu, and gave us dignity that was previously unimaginable. Everybody have a great day, and may it be a good week for all of us.